Jeff Cooper, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
Jeff, what's your initial reaction to the renewable volume obligation proposal from the EPA out today?
Well, Mark, the numbers look pretty good on paper. We see the 15 billion gallon statutory requirement for conventional biofuels like corn ethanol. We saw a slight increase in the advanced biofuel standard and saw actually a larger than expected increase in the cellulosic biofuel requirement. So on paper, the numbers look very good. But the rub here is that we need to ensure that the numbers we see in today's rule are what is actually enforced by EPA next year. And the reason we're concerned about that is we've seen, you know, here in the past few years, that the numbers published by EPA are not, you know, end up not being real because they are undermined by small refinery exemptions that have been issued after the numbers have been finalized. So we want to ensure that that doesn't happen with the 2019 volumes.
How do you ensure that?
Well, I think there's a couple things we're doing. One is that we're challenging EPA through the courts on their abuse, previous abuse of the small refiner exemptions, and hoping for a positive outcome there that could set some precedent and kind of tie EPA's hands on how they use this provision moving forward. But it's also just weighing in with the agency and expressing to them the damage that has been done to our industry and to the farming community as a consequence of these exemptions that were given out to companies that, you know, really had no basis to receive them and really had no way of demonstrating that they were somehow experiencing economic hardship at the hands of the RFS. You know, we've learned that some of these exemptions were given out to companies like Chevron and Endeavor, and these are, you know, huge multinational oil companies that have recorded billions of dollars in profits in recent years. So it's hard for us to imagine how those sorts of companies could be experiencing hardship and needing a waiver.
Certainly a unique year at EPA with Scott Pruitt resigning and Andrew Wheeler coming in as the acting administrator. It appears he will now become the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. My question, Jeff, is when you look at how the RVO process went in 2018, was that mm-hmm. unique at all compared to other years and under different administrations and how they've handled this?
Well, we are very hopeful and I think have reason for optimism that Acting Administrator Wheeler will not abuse and misuse the small refinery exemption provisions in the way that former Administrator Pruitt did. And you know, if that is indeed the case, then yeah, we should be excited about the numbers that came out today. But it is a bit of a wait and see game, and we kind of need to see how Mr. Wheeler is going to handle the small refiner exemption requests. We don't really see how he or anyone else could make the argument today with RIN prices at, you know, 10 or 15 cents that they are experiencing hardship.
Anything else on the RVOs that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, you know, again, I mentioned that the cellulosic biofuel requirement was probably a little higher than folks were expecting, and that's good news and a good signal to the marketplace. We have a number of corn ethanol facilities today that are investing in technologies and processes that will allow them to also produce cellulosic biofuel from the cellulosic fiber that's in the corn kernel. So having a robust requirement for cellulosic biofuels is important. And again, if that's a real number and it's not undermined by small refiner exemptions, I think that's something to be pretty excited about.